It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Appropriate time to have this guy on the day before Thanksgiving, because trust me, it's more to the story we do with our main man, James White. Brother White, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Now, I've got to begin by saying there's a part of me that wish I was on earlier this week, because I do not appreciate how you all went after K-Mac and our team out Washington.
Thank you.
You went after him. Good. I couldn't believe it, K-Mac.
That's why I went at him hard.
All because you were right, K-Mac.
I know. See, Brother White, I really do appreciate you coming on, recognizing that, and you know, and standing up for me. I mean, I'll be 3 days late, but I mean, standing up for me, because I knew they would be upset about the resurgence in the momentum
that's being gained by our Washington football team.
I knew they would be upset about it, because this is how you know, Brother White, when people are just really upset, they stoop to name calling. They stoop to record bashing. You know, they stoop to those lengths just to try to prove their point and diminish our accomplishments. But that's okay, Brother White. I'm all right. I'm all right. I stand on this hill alone, but I stand on it with you too, my brother. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. But let me just say this morning, there are times when a camera doesn't give clarity. How is it that we could all watch the same event on a camera and have different confused opinions? The LeBron James and Isaiah Stewart incident, it's been a top story, and it's been confusing. We replay it over and over again, and yet we still have different opinions. Who started the event? Was it LeBron or was it Isaiah? Does it matter? There's got to be more to the story. We're blaming Isaiah Stewart. And we've even said that, once again, he didn't hit LeBron when he had the opportunity. Well, I'm going to answer the question as to why possibly he didn't hit LeBron. We got to remember, Isaiah Stewart was born in 2001. LeBron was on the cover of Sports. He was born 2001.
Wow.
Isaiah Stewart was born 2001. Here's what that means. That means he was born when LeBron James was on the cover of Sports Illustrated, representing St. Vincent. And LeBron enters into the NBA in 2003 when Stewart is 3 years old. Here's what that means. His brain has registered LeBron James as an icon. He grew up with the story of the player that would become king. Yes, why would Isaiah Stewart react the way he reacted? Well, it was blood that he was dealing with. However, Isaiah Stewart was battling what all top performing athletes have to battle, that natural instinct of the brain to engage with aggression. Now, let me get this out of the way. Out of control aggression behavior is in every high performing person, not just black athletes. Because if we call Bobby Knight an animal when he tossed the chair, how many tennis players have been aggressive even before Serena Williams? And there's two types of aggression. There's instrumental aggression and there's hostile aggression. And instrumental aggression is what every high-performing athlete needs. But there's a thin line that you've got to train. You know, even MRI studies let us know, neurosciences let us know, that the rate at which the prefrontal cortex, which really controls impulsive behavior, that it doesn't fully develop in women until age 21. It doesn't develop in men to age 25. That's right. Isaiah Stewart's only 20 years old. There's still a level of development as to possibly why he was out of control. But let's be glad that there wasn't a fight, because we know from on-camera fights are never good. When Kermit Washington broke the jaw of Ruby Tomjanovich, it was a long time ago. It wasn't good. When Kareem Abdul-Jabbar punched Kent Benson, it wasn't good. When Larry Bird went after Bill Laimbeer, it wasn't good. When Larry Bird went after Dr. J, which is crazy, it wasn't good.
I remember that.
And when Reggie Miller and Michael Jordan got into it, in Reggie Miller's house, he gets ejected. Michael scores 45 points. It wasn't good. Cameras don't always give us the clarity that we need. How is it that in 1991, a jury could acquit police officers after we saw on camera them beating Rodney King? How is it that Eric Garner could be choked to death for selling cigarettes and the officer would only receive the loss of 2 vacation days? Why were we waiting with bated breath when we saw on camera, again, George Floyd being murdered? Ahmaud Arbery, why are we waiting, fearful, as to what the verdict will be? And it's all on tape. And then we also saw on tape Kyle Rittenhouse, a 17-year-old, again, with an assault rifle in the midst of a protest. And we really think his brain was fully developed and he's now a hero? Listen, no wonder we're confused about this fight. We're wondering, why was it started? Could Isaiah Stewart and LeBron James have just kept control? Not sure, but we need to remember one thing. Even when there's a camera, there's always more to the story.
Wow.
Say that again.
I tell you, man.
What are the two types of aggression again, Brother White?
Yeah, good question came back.
Yeah, there's instrumental aggression, which every athlete has to develop, because you all know this. We know this from football. We know this from any other sport. You need aggression.
That's
but
right.
But then you got to keep that under control, because then there's hostile aggression as to when it goes beyond what is necessary. But that's why every athlete has intensity. So there's no surprise about that.
All right.
Wow. My man, man, I love this. Brother White, thank you so much. As you can know, as people always tell me, and I'm getting texts right now, you did it again, brother.